Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. 6 minutes after the hour, it is Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, wiseacre all around. Swell fellow drafted into duty to be your broadcast media for one more hour right here on the Mike Malloy Show. After this, I'll be back at bradblog.com if you want to find me. Like Brigadoon, I only appear every 150 years or so, and then I disappear and whatever. Mike Malloy will be back with you tomorrow night right here on the Mike Malloy Show Wednesday. After his summer break is over. When will I be back again? I don't know, but I do look forward to it if they'll have me back, if you all will have me back. Thanks for having me over this past week. It's been great. And now we are going to open it up momentarily to your calls at 877-520-1150. This is your last chance, at least while I'm around, to get on here and use your public airwaves. Public airwaves, what is left of them, what you are allowed to use anymore, that don't include guys like Rush Limbaugh telling you that global warming is like Santa Claus. We don't believe in science. 877-520-1150. Call now. And even, by the way, if you're a Tea Partier out there, if you had any objections to anything that I said during this show, a right winger, whatever you want, now's the time to call because you know, Mike doesn't like talking to you guys, but I don't mind it. I'd like to hear from you. Last hour, we had a guy who was said he was a right winger, but that he was so fair-minded that he has spoken with Muslims before. So you see, it takes all kinds. We're glad to have you. 877-520-1150. All right, before I go to these calls, this is an unbelievable story. This is what we have come to in this nation. Here we go. James Richard Verone of North Carolina spent his whole life playing by the rules and staying out of trouble. Having worked as a delivery man for Coca-Cola for 17 years, Verone was known as a hard worker and an honest man. Yet when he was laid off from Coca-Cola 3 years ago, Verone was desperate to find work. He eventually found employment as a convenience clerk. Yet he began to notice a protrusion in his chest. He developed arthritis and carpal tunnel syndrome, and soon the pain became too much for him to bear. He filed for disability, but he was denied any sort of coverage by the federal government. So early this month, as the Gaston Gazette reports, Verone drove to a local RBC bank and told the teller he was robbing them for a dollar. He said he wanted to rob the bank in order to go to jail and get medical coverage. Verone didn't want to scare anyone. He executed the robbery the most passive way he knew how. He handed the teller a note demanding $1 and medical attention. "I didn't have any fears," said Verone. "I told the teller that I would sit over here and wait for the police." Verone says he's not a political man, but he has a lot to say on the subject of socialized medical care. He suspects he wouldn't be talking to a reporter through a metal screen wearing an orange jumpsuit now if such an option were available in the U.S. "If you don't have your health care, you don't have anything," said Verone. The man has high hopes with his recent incarceration. He has seen several nurses and has an appointment with a doctor Friday. The ideal scenario would include back and foot surgery and a diagnosis and treatment of the protrusion on his chest, he said. Verone told the local press he would like to serve in prison long enough to be able to get out in time to collect Social Security benefits that he paid into his entire life. He also hopes to be able to retire along a beach someday. Verone says that he doesn't regret landing behind bars and that he had no choice. "Between continuing a life in pain and choosing prison, he is happy with his decision. If I had not exercised all the alternatives, I would be sitting here saying, 'Man, I feel bad about it.' But he says, 'I picked jail.'" The United States is the only wealthy country that does not offer comprehensive universal health care to every citizen. In no other rich country would anyone be faced with such a choice. Okay, America. Are you proud? Are you happy what we have become? This man is robbing a bank for $1 so that he can get medical care in jail. For all you conservatives out there, you folks who consider yourselves conservative, who believe in the Bible, who believe in helping your brother, who believe in helping the poorest among us, think about James Richard Verone of North Carolina, who had to rob a bank for $1 so he could go to jail to get medical care for the protrusion in his chest. What the hell has this country come to? Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, cheer me up. Jerry in Pampa. Pampa or Tampa? Where are you, Jerry?
No, it's Pampa.
Pampa. Pampa where? Florida?
Texas.
Oh, Pampa, Texas. All right. Welcome, yeah. Welcome to the show. Cheer me up, Jerry. What's on your mind, brother?
I'll cheer you up. I'll get you in a cheery mood here.
Okay.
I wanted to mention a couple things. Do the Republicans still own all the radio stations or 90% of them? In the Republican noise machine, they had a chapter in there, David Brock's good book, about the
Yes, they do.
AM radio stations were bought up, I believe, by the Richard Milton Chase and a lot of them.
Yeah, the corporate ownership. Yeah, still the situation. 98% of what America is allowed to hear on their public airwaves is right wing talk radio. A little bit under 2%, I believe, is not right wing talk radio. Is progressive or other things?
Let me mention something too. We had a great guy on KGNC in Amarillo who broadcast. His name was John Terry, and he broadcast. For several years, and he was really he's an attorney, and he had a talk show, and he would really tell it like it is.
Yep.
And he had good ratings. I know he had good ratings, but they claimed that they had to cancel him for because he didn't have good ratings.
Yeah.
And that's a lie. Now, you mentioned that we just don't have airwaves anymore. What little we have, we got idiots like Rush Limbaugh on, and that's who's on KGNC. And I'd like to everybody to know that KGNC and Amarillo has all the right wing stuff on, and so we don't get represented in this area.
Most people don't, Jerry. I hate to say it. Most people do not get progressive radio where they live. They have to go online or pay money on satellite to get it. Democrats have so far been fine with that. Even the Democratic advocacy groups, many of them said, well, the future is the internet, so we're not worried about the public airwaves and the fact that millions of people, every day, more people listen to Rush Limbaugh alone in one day than the entirety of Fox News primetime lineup at night. More people listen to Glenn Beck in one day on the radio than entire Fox News primetime at night. Same with Sean Hannity. These are your people's airwaves, our airwaves, and the fact that the Democrats are doing nothing to restore them to we the people is why we are in this mess that we are in, Jerry, as far as I'm concerned.
You have to wonder as we look back over the years. I'm disappointed in America that they would reelect Bush in 2004, that they would get him in to begin with. I'm disappointed. But you have to wonder, would George Bush have made it into office had we not had this situation about the Republican noise machine controlling the AM radio station?
He absolutely would not have, Jerry. But the other thing you have to wonder is if he actually won that election in 2004 at all. I've not seen any evidence that he has that's convincing. And the evidence that I have seen is more convincing that he probably didn't win.
It's a moot point now. What's happened is it changed our country. I just wonder what we can do about this. I mean, there's another law, too, that they changed. I believe Reagan changed it, that an individual could not control the the radio stations, the newspaper, and the TV in a city. Now,
yeah,
does Murdoch control that, and what market does he? I've forgotten, but he controls that in several markets.
Oh, yeah, sure. He does. Clear Channel does. There's about five or six huge corporations that now own, or at least think they own, all of the airwaves. But you're confusing 2 points, and I got to let you go here, Jerry, but real quickly. Ronald Reagan in 1987 dissolved the Fairness Doctrine, which required alternate point of views on the airwaves. And then in 1996, the Telecommunications Act by Bill Clinton, signed into law by Bill Clinton, that was the one that allowed all of the corporations to buy up all of our airwaves in all of the cities. So, they got to roll back the Telecommunications Act and start bringing fairness and balance back to our airwaves. What an idea!
Thanks for letting me have a little bit of say there.
I'm really glad to. Thanks for calling in, Jerry. I really appreciate it. Good luck down there in Texas, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, you're listening to Brad Friedman on The Mike Malloy Show. Back with more of your calls right after this.
The love in the world. And if that's all we have.
That's nice. Somebody called in to ask where they can hear me when I'm not doing the Mike Malloy Show. In fact, I am doing a very short show on Wednesdays, 3:30 Pacific time on KPFK, the Pacifica radio station out here in Los Angeles. Each week, Wednesdays at 3:30, if you want to listen in, kpfk.org. Or just read the Brad blog, where I try to post those shows every now and again. Or start calling your stations and tell them you want to hear from me more often. I'll be happy to come back. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. These are your public airwaves. Use them or lose them. And just in time in the chat room said, did I just hear Brad say that there was evidence that Bush did not win in 2004? Yes. Yes, there is that evidence, Justin. And if anybody ever got to count the ballots in, actually, Richard Hayes Phillips got to count the ballots in Ohio, the paper ballots in Ohio in 2004, and I believe he concluded that, in fact, the election was stolen. And I will tell you this, that in Cuyahoga County, where they were asked for a statewide recount, Cuyahoga County, the two of the top election officials were sentenced to the maximum sentence for having gamed the recount. Now, why would they do that? The recount, by the way, that was asked for by the Greens and Libertarians, not by the Democratic candidate, John Kerry. All right, 877-520-1150, whatever's on your mind. Doesn't have to have anything to do with elections. Can have anything to do with anything you want. And let's try to get through a bunch. Oh, one of our new favorites here, Lady Cab Driver from Los Angeles, one of our favorite chat room babes, calls in. Hey, LCD, how are you? What's on your mind?
I'm hanging in there, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you, too. Well, I'm going to try to bolster your mood and all that, because I have had a hell of a day. I have had Republicans one after the other in my cab, and I've been yelling at these people all day.
Big tippers? Are they big tippers, these Republicans?
Some of them were, but
good.
I had this, this older couple, and we came to a consensus that they think that this whole Paul Ryan thing is crazy. They're both retired. They're both on Social Security. And they're like, this is ridiculous. What do these people think? So these are Republicans. And they're like, all of us are not crazy, honey, I promise.
Voting for to kill Medicare as we know it. They think they're Republicans, and they think Paul Ryan's bill to his plan to kill Medicare is crazy. Good.
It's crazy. But what I was calling about was basically for us as Democrats, well, I'm not really a Democrat because they're spineless, shiftless people who, if the current...
Shift. She said shiftless. It's okay. Shiftless. Tony had his finger. Tony had his finger on the dump button. He was so worried about it. All right. Shiftless. Yes. Yes.
Shiftless.
Go ahead.
People, because if these people who are in office at the present time were in office back in the day, I would still be a slave, not able to vote, in jail because my son's father is white.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I am not giving up on the fight because the people before me did not give up on the fight. And we as progressives, I call myself, what am I call myself? A black liberal pinko commie bleeding heart progressive liberal.
Okay.
Whatever it is, I don't care what it is, but I know we cannot give up. I'm not going to give up. And as a matter of fact, I go out we're both in LA, so we know that the 405 freeway is going to be closed the whole weekend next month. So instead of me sitting at home, you know, being pissed off about that, I'm going to Nevada, one of the battleground states.
Yeah. LZD, I hung up on her before we could find out what she was going to do in Nevada. Call right back, LZD, to tell us what you... Completely my mistake. I'm really sorry about that. But here, let me make up for it by going to Nevada momentarily. Ron is in Nevada, in Winnemucca, Nevada. Call us right back, LZD. My apologies. Hey, Ron, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Sorry about that, LZD. What's on your mind, Ron?
Hey, Brad, how you doing? Good afternoon.
I'm okay.
Listen, I want to ask you a basic question
sir.
Obviously nobody for the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years has brought up. Why is there no other network, and I don't consider MSNBC a liberal network, why won't somebody start a network counter Fox? I mean, just flat out 24/7 like they do counter Fox. I mean, are you telling me there are no millionaire, billionaire Democrats out there, or anybody who leans left?
Well, there actually is a millionaire Democrat out there by the name of Al Gore who has
okay, so what the hell is his network? You can't find it on the regular cable.
All right, hang on, Ron. I'll come back to you. I got a quick break, and then I'll come back to you, Ron. And Lady Cab Driver is back. See, you should never let this blogger guy in here. He just punches all the wrong buttons and everything else. You're listening to Brad in for the Malloy. More of your calls. LCD returns. Ron's last thoughts. All of that straight ahead. Stay tuned.
For a little while, like a tree by the river, I'm holding on.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go.
Actually, we only got about 25 minutes to go here right now on the Mike Malloy Show. 34 minutes after the hour, Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy for a few more minutes, and then the Malloys, they will be returning tomorrow night. 877-520-1150. If you'd like to get in on the conversation and use your public airwaves for anything you like, well, almost anything you'd like, now's the time to do it. Don't wait. And where are those right-wingers? They always complain that I invite them. Hey, come on in, right-wingers, and then they don't call. But we got a lot of others of you waiting, and, of course, some people I hung up on and everything else. So stand by, Lady Cab Driver. I'll be back to you in a second. But first, let me finish up with Ron. Okay, Ron, I was saying, you said, why aren't there some lefties, some liberals, some Democrats who open up a station to compete with Fox? And I started to say that Al Gore actually has such a station called Current. He hasn't been trying to compete with Fox, although now he might because he's got Keith Olbermann and they just started last night and everything else. So what's your problem with that?
Well, what's the problem? I mean, the problem is I can go home in a couple of weeks when we get home, turn on my cable, and I'm pretty sure Current TV is not going to be there, but Fox will still be there, correct?
That's right. I don't think it's going to go away. You may not have it yet. You may have to pay an extra tier to get it, as I do, which is absurd, but that's the way it goes.
But you get the point I'm trying to make. As long as we don't get something to counter Fox, and like I said, I have never considered MSNBC anything near liberal. As long as we have nothing to counter the lies that Fox put out, you know, this nonsense is going to keep going on. And let me just make one more point to everybody listen to me. And Mike is the only one that keeps bringing this up. There was one other guy, but he passed away down in Miami. His name was Neil Rogers. I said this before, I'm going to say it again, and I thank Mike every time when he brings this data, which is December 12th, 2000, and you know very well what day that is.
Yes, I do.
Okay, when that day happened, and the very next morning you didn't have millions of people in the street, literally, I'm not advocating violence here, but revolting, that gave an absolute green light to this gangster of a party.
Yep.
And where people are right now sitting, why are Republicans so heartless? Why are they so mean and blah, 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 blah? Go look back to that date. Okay, and
December 12th, the day that the Supreme Court decided the 2000 election.
Died.
Right.
The day democracy died. That's what I
hear you.
Call it, okay?
You're absolutely right, Ron.
So to everybody out there listening, you know, saying, why do Republicans say, you people gave them a green light for this nonsense and this insanity that will keep continuing until we literally get out in the streets and I should say throw the bums up because most of them.
All right, Ron, I gotta go. I gotta go. You made your point, and you are, of course, 100% right. Good job. Let me get back to Lady Cab Driver, who now I don't have nearly enough time for her. But Lady Cab Driver, you, sorry about that. I screwed up on the phones. It's like you breathe on these buttons and they hang up on people. So, all right, you said instead of getting down, instead of getting dour, you took a day off. You went to Nevada, and then I hung up on you. What did you do in Nevada?
No, next month I'm going to Nevada when the 405 is closed for that weekend.
Right.
And so I'm going to Nevada to help register people to vote because Nevada is a battleground state. And my point being is that we need to all get out and do something. We need to go to our representatives' offices and get into their faces and say, look, we voted you in, and you ain't doing anything. So unless you want, if you want to keep your job, you need to get up. You need to crap or get off the pot.
Well done, and I agree. Get busy, get to work, make noise, raise hell. Go to Nevada and register some voters. Be careful if you do it down in Florida. You can now be arrested or thrown in jail for that. It's incredible. But thanks for fighting back, taking action, and making noise, Lady Cab Driver. You rock. Glad you found the Mike Malloy Show, and I look forward to talking to you next time I'm on.
And you shall, my dear. You shall.
All right. Thank you, darling. all right. Bye-bye. Let me get 877-520-1150. You still have time to get into this broadcast. If you like anything you'd like to talk about, the guy from PIMCO, by the way, this billionaire who runs this huge fund, the Bond King, PIMCO, says that this deficit-obsessed Congress has to get back to reality. He says this is insane what they are doing over the debt limit. This is concerning the debt limit. This is insane that they won't put stimulus money into jobs, into putting back people to work. Cutting taxes does not create jobs. Did I say that loud enough to get out over all of the airwaves where they're telling you that cutting taxes has anything, or cutting spending has anything to do with creating jobs? Neither of them do. Let's go to, on the debt ceiling, Warren in Revere, Massachusetts, which is, of course, where Paul Revere made his famous ride to warn the British and fire the whistles and ring the bells. Right, Warren? Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, Brad.
Hey.
Yeah, that debt ceiling. I guess I called in to be a bummer.
Go ahead.
Every month or two, you know, the Republicans are up to some new extortion mechanism, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's the tax cuts for billionaires, or they're always holding something hostage, you know, to these catastrophic cuts they want to make, you know. And
that's,
you know, this feels almost like the big one, you know.
We'll see how far that they are willing to push this, how far over the cliff that they are willing to run America, the U.S., how far they're willing to bring this country down in order to get back in power. But I would put nothing by them, and I hate to say that because I would like to see a strong Republican Party, to be honest with you, because because this insane Republican Party just serves to make Democrats soft. They've got nobody to, you know, to really fight about ideas over. So the Democrats are, you know, out to lunch on this because the Republicans are crazy. They're just crazy. But you knew that, didn't you, Warren?
Well, they're crazy, but yeah. I mean, I think I would rather see the Republican Party deconstructed and rebuilt from scratch.
If that's what it takes.
At this point, because it's gotten so extreme now that I don't think there's any rehabilitation for it.
I hear you, brother. Thanks, Warren. Appreciate the call. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. Let's go down to Florida, Gainesville, Florida. Fred joins us from Gainesville. Hey, Fred, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, I have one, well, actually two things I'd like to bring up, but I'll be quick. I am conservative. I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative. But yep. It would seem to me about your idea on progressive radio versus conservative radio, it's still a capitalist system that we're running here.
Right.
And if the progressive ideas were selling and would sell to the public, which mm-hmm. would bring in advertising, it would seem to me that they would put it on, they being whoever owns the station,
yeah,
would
you're
put
right.
it on regardless
yeah.
of
All right.
the
good,
idea.
Good point, Fred. Well, then let me ask you this. Why does Stephanie Miller, whose studio I'm broadcasting from here today, why does she go up against Laura Ingraham and she beats her in city after city where they go head-to-head at the same time in the morning, and yet Stephanie Miller is only on 40 stations, 40 affiliate stations, and Laura Ingraham is like on 400. How do you explain that?
I'm just a truck driver out here, and that was my idea that they mm-hmm. would put it on regardless of what the idea was, as long as it sold advertising, it
yeah.
shouldn't matter.
Actually,
they're
that
in the business to sell it.
Yeah, and you would think that was the case, but here's the deal: there is no competition in radio. There is no market forces in radio. The corporations buy up the licenses for these. They don't even buy; they get them for free, but they scoop them up, and then the big corporations run a progressive station and a conservative station, and they can decide
right.
who they advertise for and who they don't, who they push and who they don't. I happen to be sitting in a studio right now. A few feet down the hall is this great big right-wing station that goes out over dozens and dozens of states, can be heard over dozens and dozens of states. This station I'm on, I'm lucky if I can hear it in the parking lot sometimes. So they had to choose which radio frequency are they going to put the right-wingers on and which are they going to put the non-right-wingers on. Well, the right-wingers are on over a dozen states. The progressive station, good luck hearing them. There's a reason they do that, and I would argue, and by the way, you can go out and look this up. You can look up the threat that was made, for example, to Air America by a whole bunch of advertisers like McDonald's and Home Depot and, said that if you run our advertisements on any progressive stations, we will withdraw all of our advertisements. And,
that I did not know about.
Yeah.
I have not heard that, sir.
My point, that's exactly my point, that there is, that the system is rigged, that there is not real competition, that this is not real capitalism by any stretch of the imagination, and that progressive that radio is rigged to keep progressive voices off the air. It is not there is no fair and balance. There is no competition. It is rigged to support the corporate interests who own access to that airwave, to those airwaves.
I mean, I'm not doubting you.
Yeah.
It just seems that's counterproductive to capitalism. They're cutting their own profit margin by doing this.
Yeah, but you know what? They can make more money in other ways if they continue to trick people into voting against their own interests and to allowing these corporations to do whatever they damn well please because, guys on the right, folks on the right, will, keep arguing absolute nonsense. You know, global warming is like Santa Claus. It's a hoax. Therefore, leave all of the oil companies alone. And that's what happens, and that's what we do. And so the corporate interests win, and we, the people, lose. Fred, I do got to run, but I do appreciate
you,
the call. And look into it. Look it up. You'll see it is not fair and balanced out there, and this is not a battle of ideas. This is a battle of corporate ownership. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate
Thank you, sir.
The call.
I appreciate it.
You betcha. All right, let me get to, do I have a call before break here? Okay, we'll get to one more. Who do I got here? Ron in Prescott. We're going to have to do this very quickly. Hey, Ron, welcome to the Malloy Show, sir.
Yeah, you open up, Brad, asking why we were in Afghanistan. And
yeah.
The story about Pat Tillman tells it all. He was writing letters home to his family telling them the only reason he was there was to protect the opium fields to keep the Taliban from burning them because the Taliban doesn't approve of opium trade.
Well, the good news is the opium fields are back. Everything is fine. Yeah. So can we now please get the hell out of Afghanistan?
Yeah, and let the CIA run the opium trafficking.
There
and
you
drugs.
Go. And then everybody will be happy. Ron,
yeah.
I got
okay.
I hear you, brother. I got to get to a break. Appreciate the call, Ron. 877-520-1150. You still got a few minutes if you want to get in on your public airwaves. Brad in. What are you looking at me, Tony? You're giving me looks. Did I screw up again already? It's okay? All right, we're okay. 877-520-1150. We are back for our final segment on the Mike Malloy Show. Mike returns tomorrow. Cheer up, America. You're listening to Brad on the Mike Malloy Show.
Waiting for someone to tell you everything.
Say goodbye with a smile, dear. Just for a while, dear. We must part. Don't let this parting upset you. I'll not forget you, sweetheart. Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
We will indeed. My thanks tonight for, my thanks all week long to my pal, like engineer Tony Sorrentino of LA's K-Talk AM 1150. Tony, thank you very much. I'm still calling him T-Sore, even though he said it sounds like a medical condition. Also, my thanks to producer, call screener, chat room babe, and tonight, my guest, Desi Doyen. Thank you, Desi. You do a great job, as always. Of course, thanks to Jamie Dean and Dale, who are helping out in our chat room as well tonight and all week. Really appreciate it, guys. Let's see, who else do I need to thank here? If you're listening on MikeMalloy.com, please stay tuned for Head On with Bob Kincaid. Bob Kincaid is back. Yes, he is. Anybody else? Oh, yes, Mike and Kathy Malloy. Thanks, guys. Welcome home. Thanks for letting me in here for the week. Really appreciate it. Glad to talk to your great, great audience. And we will be back again soon with your permission and look forward to it. All right, 877-520-1150. Time for just one or two more calls if you want to get in. Let's go to Sarah in Oakland. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Sarah Seas with the Dated and Dumped Metaphor Update.
Okay.
From Derision 2000 to the bore that was 04 to the date in 08 that may not have been completely blind, but we now know this one has selective hearing. He can hear the American crops. No, not the coffee makers, the military industrialists, big business, nukes and coal. He denies he needs a hearing aid to use with his base, who supported and finished him to the point that he turns a deaf ear to his own rhetoric. Well, I want to hear your voices. So if people leave their name, their number, and a good time to call, I'd be back to them as quick as Romney's alleged voter fraud had him moving to a relative's house, but not yet the White House. Brad, you're fun. Thanks. Nice to have you this week.
Nice to be had, and nice answering machine poem, Sarah. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
We change them every week.
I know you do. Keep it up. Well done, and give my best to Mitt when he calls. 877-520-1150. Mark in San Francisco. Welcome to the Malloy Show, sir.
Yes, Brad. I wanted to bring up a point here that, you know, they're talking about this deficit reduction with the Republicans, and the Democrats are going along with this this rhetoric, and you know.
Yeah, they're falling for it again, aren't they, Mark?
Yeah, they're falling for it. They're letting the Republicans dictate this agenda, and it's ridiculous.
Yep.
And what's more ridiculous is every proposal by their presidential candidates is more tax cuts for the rich, which means we're going to have more deficits. It is totally ridiculous to sit with these people and talk about cutting all these programs when all they're going to do is just take the money from the middle class and transfer it over to the rich.
Yep.
And let me ask you something, Brad. Can you tell me one thing the Republican Party's done for the working middle class of this country for the last 30 years? Just one thing?
No, I cannot.
Well, I think that answers it. Anybody that votes Republican, they're just destroying this country, brother.
Well, you know what? I hear you. And, I would like to know what they've done for the middle class. I would like to know what the hell cutting spending has to do with creating jobs. I would like to know what cutting taxes has to do with creating jobs, since, well, you know, we had low taxes. We actually have the lowest taxes since the 50s. We've had these Bush tax cuts for the last 10 years. But where are the jobs? They are, of course, nowhere to be found. Thanks, Mark. The other question I would like to know, by the way, is, you know, all this cutting you folks want to do? I don't hear them talking about cutting, military, or the wars that we're waging. I hear them talking about cutting services to the poor. And then they say, well, we all have to sacrifice, tough economic times. All right, fair enough. What service do you actually get that you would like to cut, that you would like to do away with? I'm asking this to you right-wingers who think we need to all share this sacrifice, because I have a feeling you would like to cut services, but not services that you actually enjoy. Not your roads, not your fire department, not your police department. Just other people's services. Hey, thanks for a great week, everybody. You can find me on bradblog.com if you're looking. I'd love to see you over there. And you can also follow us 24/7 on the Twitters at TheBradBlog. Thanks, America. Keep it lit.